Part 7, Quality Time Living, Making Every Moment Count. Chapter 16, Achieving the Ultimate Balance of Time. Did you know that there are 525,600 minutes in a year? When I first did the math, I was blown away. Then I did the math for 10 years. Do you realize that over the past 10 years, you've spent 5,256,000 minutes, and over the past 20 years, you've had over 10 million minutes? That's a lot of minutes. The question, of course, is, are you making the best use of your time? The Quality Time Living Principles for the 100-Year Lifestyle will help you take your life to the next level and maximize every tick of your clock. The purpose of this quality time living system is to fall madly in love with your life. What you want is control over how you spend your minutes. When you master the ability to make the most of your time, you are going to be very excited about the opportunities that lie ahead of you during your extended life. You want to get to the place where you love your prime time because you love your work and you love what you do. You love prep time as well because you love organizing yourself for great prime times and wonderful play times. And you love play time because you are having more fun than you ever thought possible. A new perspective on time as you age. When you are young and you are starting out, you generally will not have as much control over how you spend your time. At least you think you don't. For the most part, you will be working for other people. You may have a young family. There may be many demands on your time that may not be of your own choosing. But as you mature and develop a little more financial stability and professional confidence, you'll need to rethink the way you approach time. Time is a tool and it's a resource. The good news is that there is more opportunity than ever to achieve the ultimate balance through the quality time living strategies of the 100-year lifestyle. These days, the most financially successful people are not being paid by the hour, by the month, or even by the year. They are being paid for their talent and by the results they produce. In order to produce greater results for yourself, it will be helpful to change your strategy with respect to time. Time management is a very important component of the 100-year lifestyle. There are examples everywhere of people who have not figured out how to capitalize on time. Recently, I was standing by my gate at the Las Vegas airport when a doctor approached me to discuss his practice. I had just finished up a keynote speech where he had heard me speak. He told me that he was 7 years into practice and he had become a workaholic. He was financially successful but was driving himself into the ground physically, emotionally, and spiritually. His time wasn't his, and therefore neither was his life. He said that if he didn't make some changes, his life would come to a crashing halt. He sighed and said to me with despair, "If this is all there is, I don't want it." We see this horrible imbalance very often today with two-income families who never get to see each other. They are working all the time and they lose themselves in the process. Work is not simply a part of their life. Work is their life. Taking charge of how you spend your time ensures that you'll live a quality, purposeful life for the rest of your life. If you are ready to master time and capitalize on this wonderful opportunity, you can affirm your commitment by adding these words to your human potential pattern, "My minutes, my life." When you are doing what you love and enjoying your life, you experience a sense of timelessness. 100 years will fly right by, yet you will be present for every minute of it. If you're doing work that you love, have good health, and have a life filled with solid and loving relationships, you are very close to being there. The Quality Time Living Model. To achieve the optimum 100-year lifestyle, start by dividing your life up into three different realms. Prime time. This is about production. It is the time you designate to produce results, utilize your skills, and apply talents to generate value in the greater world. This is all about working in your professional life or for your favorite cause, and it is a very important part of keeping you sharp, purposeful, and productive for 100 years. Prep time. This is about organization and strategic planning. This is the time that you plan, organize, do research, and lay the groundwork for superb prime times and fabulous play times. Playtime. This is the free time you spend reading, getting massages, playing golf, doing yoga, traveling, going on hikes, being with your family, and taking vacations. I remember when I first opened my training company and began teaching this time model to doctors. They were blown away by how much more focused they were with their patients. They started to take more vacations, playtime, and found that adding this balance to their lives improved their personal relationships and made their lives more fun. When you run yourself ragged, just trying to keep up with the demands of your current job and your present-day life, you are essentially treading water. Every day at work, you are learning new skills, sharpening existing skills, and gaining new perspective on how to do things better. Unfortunately, many of us aren't taking the time to process the information and get ahead of the game. We are always playing catch-up. We meet demand after demand, just hoping that one day things will magically get a little easier. When we see the signs of distress showing up in our lives, we often crash and say, "I need a vacation," and run that much faster until a crisis forces us to actually take one. On a bigger scale, many of us do this until the age of 65 or whatever age we have in mind that we are going to retire. We go ballistic for 45 years of our working life and then come to a crashing halt in retirement. This all-or-nothing mentality and mindset can really burn us out, especially when our time is out of control. Quality time living will give you more control over your time than you ever had before, and your choices will be driven by quality of life motivation rather than crisis. You break out of this pattern by learning to look at your time very strategically. Many highly successful people already use this time model, even if they don't use the names prime, prep, and playtime. Let's take, for example, one of my clients, a hip-hop and R&B performer and 5-time Grammy Award winner. I have seen him intermittently for years as a chiropractic patient. When popular entertainers like him are on the road, which he often is, they often do a different gig in a different city every other night, sometimes every night. This can be a challenge. They get through it by dividing up their time. When they are on stage, performing before crowds, they're in prime time. When they are rehearsing, they are in prep time. And they incorporate downtime into their schedules as play time. Entertainers like him make optimal use of their time because they have to. They are peak performers and many people count on them. Most of us don't carry around quite the same level of responsibility, nor do we have the benefit of people managing us and showing us how to make optimal use of our time. But knowledge is power, and if you begin to value your talents and choose how you utilize your time with the same intention as these professionals, you will notice a giant step up in your quality of life on every level. Your prime times will quadruple in productivity, your play times will be much more fun and exciting, and you will stay organized through it all. Remember, change principle number one, change is easy, thinking about change is hard. The reality of quality time living is that you can rethink the way you look at the days, weeks, months, and years to reinvent your life and make the changes you know you need to make without compromising your life. You can easily use this model to make your priorities the priority, even if you are currently locked into a 9-to-5 job. This is how you get off the treadmill and start building upon your time and experiences. One of my patients, Bruce Blythe, a very successful entrepreneur who owns the company Crisis Management International, understands this concept instinctively. He will travel and meet with companies to help them reach their goals, grow his business, and be productive. He will meet with his team when he is in town, and he will spend quality time at home or traveling the world with his family during playtime. Like my clients and many other successful people, he knows how to use his time for optimum results. When we feel like we have an endless amount of time to complete a task, we manage the task in a way to fill the time. If we have a month, we take a month. even if the project would require just a handful of focus days. Rather than letting our most important goals and significant results determine how we fill our days, many of us have become 21st century taskmasters who are busy, busy, busy all the time, but never seem to be getting anything done. This may be human nature for some of us, but not for the truly high achievers who want to be as productive as possible while also enjoying the most incredible play times in their lives. Become a quality time living master and take yourself to the next level. If I gave you 100 days in a row to get everything done that you needed to get done to organize your life, complete tasks that were weighing on you, clean up the messes you have laying around, work on your goals, and strategize a plan for the next 3 years, could you be much more organized? Would you be able to formulate an action plan for your ideal 100-year lifestyle? Of course you could. You would love it because with 100 days, you could put all the pieces in place to make things happen for the most productive prime times you've ever had and the dream play times you've always wanted to take. The reality is that you would probably need only 3/4 of this time, 75 days a year maximum, to set up your next 3 years exactly how you would like them to be. Obviously, the way our world is currently set up, you could not take these 75 days in a row, but you could scatter them throughout the year, designate them as prep time days, and over the next year, 2 years, or 3 years, make it happen. Are you starting to get the picture of how to use the quality time living model? I've just given you those 75 prep time days a year, or whatever number you think you would need based on your current life and future goals. Your job is to think about your life and goals and decide on the number that would work for you. It's your 100-year lifestyle to live. How much prime time do you need to double, triple, or even quadruple your income or production? If you had 100 intensely focused primetime days this year, would that be a good start? Would it take 150 primetime days? What do you think would happen if you took these 150 days in a row? You would probably fry yourself with this constant intensity and burn yourself out. Think about how much more productive you could be, how much more money you would make, or how much more you could contribute if you took ownership over your time and focused your energy this way. What an energy enhancer it is to take control over your life with this structure that makes quality time living your constant motivation. Playtime is where it really gets fun. From this point forward, look at playtime differently than you ever have before. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to be exhausted to take it, and you can take as much of it as you can afford to take to enjoy the quality of life you deserve for 100 years and beyond. Can you imagine taking 365 playtime days a year for the next 30, 40, 50, or 60 years of your life? This is complete retirement. The problem for many of today's retirees is that they get so out of balance with playtime that it just isn't fun anymore. They get bored out of their mind without the balance of a productive purpose to keep them stimulated. How much playtime would be enough to give you the balance you desire? What if you took 122 playtime days a year and balanced it with the prime time and prep time to sustain you and keep you connected to your creative passions in the work world? If you truly enjoyed your vocation so that it also fed your soul while you continued to earn income, you would fill yourself up with all three aspects of quality time living. As your financial situation improves over time, you can balance your schedule with the number of prime time, prep time, and playtime days to support your ideal 100-year lifestyle. Maybe you have had a great run and are financially independent, but are tired of the 365 playtime days a year and want to get back in the game. How many prime, prep, and playtime days would get you engaged in your life, again, with the balance that would also keep your peace? What if you want to transition yourself to a new job or a new business? How many of each type of days would get you there? Step out of your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday rut and begin to label your days, weeks, and months with this new model of time and watch how your results, contributions, and passions fill up your days. We have become a nation of free agents. Our ability to continue to produce value through our 100-year lifestyle now lies in our creativity and experience, our ability to bring new ideas, thoughts, concepts, products, and results into the marketplace. In March 2006, Fortune magazine declared innovation as the main competitive strength in today's marketplace. This is why quality time living is such a critical component of the 100-year lifestyle. This work smart structure will help you adapt to this new paradigm. The way to manage your personal and professional lives in this new economy is to manage your schedule differently. Let's stop thinking we need to fit our life into our schedule and instead build our schedule around our life. Stop thinking that one more sacrifice is going to yield the job security that you crave. It is not. You need to learn to work smart. This means managing your career around your life while you enjoy the balance that you desire. This will give you the upper hand at work and in life. Unfortunately for many of us, we are plugged in all the time. Wouldn't you love to unplug yourself every now and then? Whenever you find yourself overwhelmed and stuck going forward, I want you to stop trying to address the problem by simply tacking on more prime time into your already too busy schedule. You will generally find the solution you are looking for in playtime. Step away for a day, a long weekend, or a week. You will not only find your solution, but you will also find yourself along with the natural energy to enjoy your life. You will love what happens when you begin to prioritize the playtime component of your schedule and actually begin to build your schedule around it. As the quality of your playtime improves, you will find yourself more focused than ever during your prime times and your prep times because you know you have terrific playtime coming down the pike. This triune of time will help you create the balance to maximize every phase of your life. Time management and the 100-year lifestyle. How will knowing that you'll probably live longer than you ever imagined affect the way you view time? At first, I thought it might cause people to procrastinate. I thought they'd say, "Why bother? I have plenty of time." But just the opposite has been true. In fact, I have found that one of the reasons people procrastinate is that they say to themselves, "Why bother? I won't have enough time to complete what I start." Or, "Why bother? I don't have the time to acquire new skills or enjoy the fruits of my labor." Your awareness of extended living will motivate you to pursue your dreams, knowing you have all the time you need to make the most of them. Procrastination can be a source of incredible suffering. And one thing I've learned after teaching the 100-year lifestyle to audiences all over the world, there's only one thing worse than suffering, and that's suffering for 100 years. I recently reviewed a spinal x-ray of a man in his 50s who finally decided to alleviate his chronic neck problem and take action on his health. I showed him his x-rays in two parts. We compared his healthy bones and joints with his damaged ones. I asked him how old his healthy bones looked. He said they looked around 30 years old. When he looked at the bones in his neck, the bad ones, he said to me, "These bones look like they're 80 years old." Obviously, all of his bones are the same age. However, each part of your body ages differently based on how it is aligned and balanced. Procrastination has drastic effects on your body. Procrastination can also cause suffering when you know you're capable of accomplishing more with your talents. Knowing that you're not living up to your capabilities can be a real blow to your self-esteem. Many of us have spent the first 30 or 40 years scattering energy all over the place because of our inability to focus our time. We don't target it. We try to be all things to all people, even as our confidence and self-esteem slide lower and lower, or our health starts to slip. Build a life of integrity by prioritizing and focusing your energy on the things that matter to you, and set yourself up to win for the rest of your life by choosing the way you spend your minutes. Chapter 17, Prime Time, Prep Time, and Play Time in Action. Let's look at this time model and apply it to your life. The first thing you need to do is to look at your weeks, months, and years as something greater than simply Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From now on, begin to think of these days as prime time, prep time, and play time. If you have never looked at time this way before, you haven't really had ownership over your days, your weeks, your months, and your years. Haven't we all heard of entrepreneurs who neared burnout and then decided to step back and spend less time at work, and that's when they really struck it rich? The reason is because when you live in balance, your energy goes directly toward your creativity. When you are constantly exhausted and stressed, your energy goes toward survival. It goes toward managing the stress inside your body and pushing you through fatigue. If you are self-employed, I really recommend that you allot days specifically for prime, prep, and play time. That is not to say that they will be 100% devoted to one thing or another. You may spend 80 to 90% of your day in prime time on a prime time day, for example, and then 20% on a prep time activity. But in general, you want to make it a complete prime time result-oriented day. If you are working in a job in which you don't have as much control, try to set up your schedule so that your prime time matches your supervisor's or company's prime time. Prime time days are about generating results, building relationships, or generating money to use your talents and abilities in more effective ways to create value in the world. That value will generate the money to finance your 100-year lifestyle. But don't do things just for the money. Do things you love to do and formulate them into a business model that finances your 100-year lifestyle. As you generate money, decide in your prep time where to distribute it so you can move your life in your desired direction. Also, the quality of your prep times will have a tremendous impact on the quality of your prime time and play time. So let's break it down. Let's say you're a teacher. Your prime time days are when you teach classes. Your prep days are organizing, grading tests, and creating lesson plans. If you're a writer, your prime time days are spent writing. Prep time is spent on research. For a salesperson, prime time is spent in front of customers and potential customers. Prep time is spent on getting ready to spend time with customers and on organizing, reviewing sales numbers, and setting goals. If you're a CEO, your prime time may be spent meeting with your board, shareholders, or key customers. Your prep time is spent on planning, delegating to staff, and constructing the future of your company. If you're a manager, prime time is when you are meeting with your team to ensure their productivity. Prep time may be spent setting goals, organizing, or researching a new business system. In any of these examples, if you don't spend enough time on your prep times, the quality of your prime times will be reduced. Prime time isn't only about execution, however. It is also the time we nurture our talents. If you fully embrace this model of time, it will radically change your life. One of my clients in Australia recently said to me that after implementing quality time living, he cut his hours from 5.5 days a week to 3.5, and he focused and improved the quality of the care he provides dramatically while also increasing his practice by $360,000 a year. For the rest of your life, I would like you to make playtime a priority in your lifestyle. You don't have to earn it, prove yourself, or put it off until next year. You deserve it. And playtime will come first when you schedule it into your life. So many of us run ourselves into the ground and collapse at the finish line so we can get away for a week-long vacation and then go back to work and do it again. Finding the perfect balance of prime, prep, and playtime is essential for ensuring a quality of life as you age. When you schedule your life this way, you choose your focus and build momentum. Prep time is about organization. It is about preparing for great prime times and great play times. This is where the discipline comes in to work on your life and your business rather than just be caught up in it. For example, think of a beautiful garden in the middle of summer. When you look around, you see flowers in bloom, red, yellow, pink, and white blossoms. A butterfly lands on a cluster of strawberries and spreads its wings. The garden is showing its magnificent beauty and producing a sense of abundance. The days that you are sitting in the garden and enjoying it with your family are playtime days. Planting the garden, took place during prep time. Building the garden was the prime time activity. Utilize this triune of time properly and you truly find the balance you can enjoy for a lifetime. Successful entrepreneurs and business people are masters of prep time. They know that when they set things up the right way, the right things happen. For them, their prep times are spent on developing their business model, marketing, networking, doing interviews, setting goals, researching new technology, and participating in panel discussions. It can take weeks, months, or even years in some cases to see the full fruit of their labors in prep time. But when they do the right things for the right reasons, they can expect to eventually reap the right results. This is the magic of prep time. The risk of prep time is spending too much time on the doing without generating production. That is, pulling the trigger during prime time. Think about the real estate investor who looks and looks but never buys, or the doctoral candidate who works on his thesis for years but fails to present. Prep time for some becomes a way to avoid risk. This is what's called the constantly busy but never accomplishing anything syndrome. Playtime is simply about enjoying your life. On a playtime day, you are not busy trying to stay organized. You are doing whatever it is that makes you happy and rejuvenates you, reading a good book at home or on the beach, going for a walk in the woods, spending time with your life partner, traveling to exotic places, and celebrating life. When you look at your schedule for the next 12 months, what I would like you to do is start blocking off your playtime days first. You need playtime to cultivate your creativity. Your creativity is ultimately the force behind the exciting and passionate 100-year lifestyle you want to enjoy. It will not only be what gets you ahead in this new era, but it will also help you choose new and exciting goals and adventures that you'd like to experience. I'm sure you know there are a million forces at work to ensure you don't take the time to nurture this creativity. The tendency today is to push and push, to keep working day and night, and to stay plugged in. Scheduling playtime first is about setting boundaries. It is also showing the world and yourself that you value your life and your family, and you do so by making them your first priority. Many people report that their creativity comes out in playtime, which is why you need to take it. What's interesting is that when many of us are in a rut, we try to work ourselves out of it, and instead we just end up digging it deeper. The way to get out of a rut is to step away and take playtime. Life is not just about work. You deserve to enjoy your life, have fun, and lots of it. Get yourself a year-long calendar and three different color markers. Designate one for prime time, one for prep time, and one for playtime. Start with playtime and mark playtime days for the year. Include all holidays, plus important birthdays, anniversaries, and school breaks if you have kids or grandchildren. Next, block in all of your key primetime days. This would include big shows or conferences that are key generators of income in your industry or a cause in which you are involved. Include speaking engagements or seminars you want to attend, which may fall on weekends. Once this is done, block out every other leftover weekend as playtime. Next, block out your full weeks of vacation. You might do this around school breaks, including the winter and spring holiday sessions, President's Day weekend, and any other extended times when school is closed. You may choose to schedule them over Memorial and Labor Day weekends and 4th of July. As your children grow and begin their own families, you might choose to schedule one of your weeks to coincide with your children's and grandchildren's time off so that you can enjoy this quality time with them. If you want to avoid the crowds, you may choose to avoid these holidays and go during the off-season. Once your playtime is blocked out, fill in your prep time and prime time throughout the weeks to support your ideal production and planning schedule. It may take you some time to develop the routine that supports your maximum production, efficiency, organization, health, and energy level. You may find that taking a solid week of business travel works for your health, family, and energy. And then you might schedule the next several days as playtime. Maybe you like 1 month on and 1 month off. As you move along in your career, you might even do 1 year on and 1 year off. The beauty of this plan is that it is extremely flexible. You cultivate a schedule to match your talents, goals, and the vision you have for your life. Your ratio of prime, prep, and playtime days will vary as you grow in income, security, and age. When you are in your 20s and 30s, you may find a ratio of 200 primetime days, 100 prep time days, and only 65 playtime days works for you. When you are in your 40s and 50s and more secure, you may choose 150 primetime days, 50 prep time days, and 165 playtime days. There is no rule as to how many of each you choose, and you can vary the schedule as your financial life improves and you reach different goals. It's your year, it's your life, and you get to choose your own quality time calendar. The important thing to understand is that how you spend your time is one of the key things over which you have control that will directly impact the quality of your 100-year lifestyle. Fear and doubt are key motivators that keep many of us stuck. I want to challenge you by suggesting that it isn't your demanding schedule that is keeping you stuck. It is the fear that you lack value in the world without that job. It is the fear that you don't have an identity outside your family. That fear is keeping you in the doing. It is preventing you from shifting gears. It's preventing you from setting healthy boundaries. It's time to let go. Again, think change principle number two. Think progress, not perfection. If planning the next year seems like too big of a leap right now, start with the next 30 days. Write down the most important playtime and primetime goals that you have over the next month. If there are any fixed dates that you cannot change, enter them on the calendar accordingly. Decide how many prep time days you will need to be your best during those days and block them out. Fill in the rest of those 30 days to support your maximum primetime production and playtime enjoyment. Watch your energy, your professional production, and your personal fulfillment begin to soar. Get excited about the opportunities to have more fun than ever and generate more income than ever as you move to the next chapter and finance your incredible 100-year lifestyle. The 100-year lifestyle action plan for lasting change. 1. Get a year-long calendar that also has a month at a glance. Decide on your most important primetime, prep time, and playtime goals over the next 30 days. Fill in your playtime days first and label them playtime using a colored pencil. Then, in another color, indicate your most important primetime days that are already pre-scheduled. 2. Look at your goals. Think through how many primetime days it will take you to reach your goals. Strategically color-code them on your calendar. 3. Determine how many prep time days you will need. Figure out how many days it will take you to organize yourself to make your prime times a record-setting experience and at the same time make your play time more enjoyable than ever. 4. Fill in the rest of your calendar. Schedule prime time, prep time, and play time days that will support you in reaching your goals. 5. Stay focused on each day. Be true to each day's designated purpose, allowing for minor overlaps of activities since you are new to this system. Mastering this system is a process that takes time, and you should remember the 3 life-changing principles throughout the process and keep your ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind. 6. Set up your entire year following the same guidelines. Build flexibility into your schedule and watch your productivity and passion soar as you achieve the ultimate balance. 7. Protect your time. Make your play times as fun and relaxing as possible. Make your prime times as fun and productive as possible. And use your prep time to keep your life organized to maximize your play times and prime times. Have more fun than ever making the most of your minutes. Part 8. Financing your 100-year lifestyle. Chapter 18. You're going to need more than you thought. The 100-year lifestyle is the greatest financial opportunity that we could ever imagine for us individually and as a society. As you know, a key element of the 100-year lifestyle is taking care of your health so you can optimize your quality of life and enjoy longevity. But because of that, you also have the opportunity as well to remain productive well into your later years, generate more money than you ever dreamed of, and contribute more back to the world. So what does remaining productive look like? Well, I know a man, Jack Cashin, who owns a polo field in Georgia named Chucker Farm and Polo Club. He hosts polo matches for large gatherings and also runs a horse camp, giving riding lessons and rides himself daily at 80 years of age. He also continues to play in polo matches himself. He is combining his love of horses with his love of the land, and he is continuing to generate money into his eighth decade of life. He is a prime example of someone living a 100-year lifestyle. Shift your perspective from thinking that financing a terrific 100-year lifestyle is going to be hard, that if you live to be 100, you may run out of money. Instead, get excited about the opportunities and all the possibilities that exist in the next phase of your financial life and embrace them. You have the time to pursue a multitude of passions, paths, and interests and live your dream life financially. Using the quality time living model and combining the balance of meaningful prime times and play times is a way to refine the second half of your life to make your extended years your best years ever. Instead of retirement, how about we think of the term refinement? This next phase of your life should be about refining and mastering your lifestyle. You should be able to move with ease between your play, prep, and prime times and define how you spend your time so you are having a blast, making a difference, and maximizing your talents and creativity. That is the ideal. Boomers who have been surveyed on their retirement views say they want a flexible work arrangement that allows them to work intensely for shorter periods of time with maximum production and minimum effort while enjoying life to the fullest with as much playtime as possible. Again, this is the concept of quality prime times that we've been discussing throughout this chapter, and it will help you to finance an incredible 100-year lifestyle. Rethinking retirement. With all the opportunities that exist, why live off your portfolio as early as your mid-60s? If you wait to claim Social Security until you are 70, 80, 90 years of age or older, you will get higher benefits than you would at 65 while continuing to have purpose and utilizing your talents to the fullest. That's just one benefit. But why not also use the passions and expertise that you have accumulated over the years to build and supplement your income, stimulate your mind, and give you purpose throughout your extended life? These are important options and choices that you'll want to consider as you question whether or not you really want to retire. Choosing to work is a world away from having to work. It is the difference between doing what you love and feeling trapped by your circumstances. This is a key reason why saving and investing money throughout your working life is so important. Joseph Cowan, for example, ran a successful business with his wife Marie for 30 years. They had initially discovered clay on their property and as a result started Sheffield Pottery. Cowan spun the pots and his wife designed the pottery. They grew that company to become one of the largest suppliers of ceramic supplies and retail pottery in the East, and their youngest son, John, runs that business today. In his early 60s, Cowan started to look for a way to retire from pottery, in part to care for his ailing spouse. He began to invest in real estate. He eventually turned real estate into his second career after he discovered that he has a tremendous knack for it. For the last 23 years, he has run his own real estate business, and at age 85, he has 15 rental houses and 2 apartment buildings, which he actively manages. If you approach your 100-year lifestyle from this perspective, you can also enjoy and extend your prime earning years. You don't want to slave away at a job that you hate for 40 years in order to save for retirement. If you do, you can pretty much bank on your retirement being lousy too. This is not the balance we are looking for here. Don't work yourself so hard that you end up losing your health along the way. Achieving the right balance is what the 100-year lifestyle is all about. Second, third, and even fourth X are a critical component of keeping the passion flame burning and the balance of your 100-year lifestyle. Sometimes they are even more splendid than first X. Many boomers are starting new businesses in advance of their retirements. Your prep time is the time to begin exploring your exciting new ideas. By this stage in your life, you are probably in one of three positions financially. One, you've hit the big time and reached your financial goals. You have all the money you'll ever want or need. You have accumulated assets that will finance your future, and you are in superb financial condition. For you, this book was more about health, relationships, how you spend your time, and your legacy. Two, you might be on your way toward reaching your goals. You have a good income stream and have begun to accumulate assets while paying down your debts. Stay on your path. Look to use your skills and talents to create multiple income streams. Speak to your financial advisor, insurance agent, and estate planner and reevaluate your plan for your longevity. Discuss your plan with your life partner. If you haven't reached all your financial goals yet, don't worry. You have more time than you thought to get in excellent financial condition. Three, you might be in financial trouble. If this is the case, you've got to make learning about money a priority. You are going to have plenty of time to master money, so you may as well begin to make managing it effectively a priority. Check your credit score and learn what it means. Meet with a financial planner and commit to a plan. You have got to change your relationship with money. Remember, change is easy. Thinking about change is hard. There is only one thing worse than financial suffering, and that is suffering for 100 years. Changing your financial focus. When it comes to saving for the future, set benchmarks and make your financial freedom a primary focus. Do you have a plan that is current? Is it real and based on your present financial position? Or was it a plan that you put in place years ago that is in radical need of an update? Start saving now. Pay yourself first. Do it automatically and never touch the money. Also, urge your kids and grandkids to start saving today. Many of today's teens and 20-somethings are already starting to save money in Roth IRAs, an exciting trend. This happened in direct response to the nation's concerns about Social Security. As opposed to sticking their heads in the sand, they are arguably savvier about money than any generation before. And the benefits are staggering. Say your child saves $4,000 a year in a Roth IRA between the ages of 14 and 18. That is $20,000 total. If he or she leaves that money alone for the next 50 years, adding nothing but also taking nothing out, that child will have over $1 million saved in 50 years. It's incredible, but true. What's great about embracing your longevity is that even if you wait until you're in your 40s or 50s to start, you still have time to turn your financial life around and secure your future. If you start saving $500 per month at age 50 and do this every month until you are 75 at 7% interest, you would accumulate over $400,000, according to Beth Thames, a tax manager with Babish Neiman, Corman & Johnson, LLP in Atlanta. When you consider that at this point your kids are independent, your home is probably paid for, your expenses are less, and your Social Security benefits will be higher if you wait a few years longer to take them, this is a splendid little nest egg to be excited about. Don't procrastinate. Work your plan and get excited about it. Your best is yet to come. The good news is that a sizable portfolio is not your only option for a happy retirement. You will probably end up generating revenue for more years than you originally thought, since you will be refining yourself rather than retiring. Do what you love with passion, so you never get tired. Do what you love, and you will attract lots of money. So regardless of your current position, you should still have plenty of time to reach your financial goals. Still, this is not an excuse to procrastinate. You must start saving aggressively today. If you haven't started already, here are some guidelines and information from the U.S. Department of Labor on how to get started. Expect to need 70% of your pre-retirement income in your retirement. Understand that how you save is just as important as how much you save. Understand that the sooner you start saving, the more time your money will have to grow. Put time on your side. Make saving a priority. Create a plan, stick to it, and set goals for yourself. Remember, it's never too early or too late to start saving. Start now, whatever your age. Chapter 19, Capitalizing on Your Past to Create Capital for Your Future. Your past has taught you a lot about money. What you learned about money in the past affects how you make, spend, and handle it today. So examine your beliefs and your results. Are your current financial beliefs and habits taking you towards your goals? The truth is that most things in life come with a price tag. Take long-term planning into account with respect to your money and manage your funds wisely, or you will be caught up in a survival pattern. Think about how you have earned money up until now. Think about where you have spent money in the past. Many people get caught up in a competitive spending. They try to keep up with the Joneses at home and at work. Have you ever engaged in a game of one-upmanship with coworkers, friends, or neighbors? What was it like when the job was over, or when the Joneses moved away? Did you ever wish you had passed on the new car or the latest gadgetry and put more money in savings? What would you do differently now? Capitalize on your past to create capital for your future. I've certainly made mistakes in the past, but those mistakes made it possible for me to achieve greater financial success, just as your mistakes will for you. Experts agree that for many people, the first $1 million you make is the hardest. Once you've learned what it is like to make that kind of money, you'll have an easier time of it going forward. Discovering your own second act. Your next act can be the most exciting and financially rewarding of your life if you are willing to embrace it. Quite often, these opportunities are just waiting to fall into your lap if you are willing to make the changes you know you need to make. Have you developed an expertise that has value in the marketplace? Is there an idea that you are passionate about pursuing? You can utilize your past experience to generate additional capital for your future and have more fun than ever during the process. Put yourself in position to win and be patient. Be excited about the progress you make every step of the way. Also, be open to third and fourth acts as well. For many people, these additional acts are rebirths. You get to start over with decades of experience. The opportunities for talented, experienced, motivated, results-oriented workers will continue to grow regardless of your age. If you are willing to contribute, truly contribute, and not just look for a place to hang your hat and bide your time, you will write your own ticket. Remember the 100-year lifestyle financial philosophy. There is an abundance of money in the world. Do what you love. Create value for others. Create value in the world. Package this value in a business. Tithe by contributing money to make a difference for others. The money will follow. What a great way to generate more income as you grow financially free in your extended life. The more you save, the more freedom and choices you will have. At some stage in your life, you really want to be able to wake up and say, "I want to," rather than "I have to." The creativity that can come out of that is exciting. But here's the idea that I really want to get across. It's never too late to start. This is not just about earning money. It's really about feeling useful and using your talents and abilities to make a difference. The money will be a bonus. Look at your current personal balance sheet and use it as a tool to gauge where you are on the pathway to financing your 100-year lifestyle. What are your current assets? What changes do you need to make to begin to allocate the assets on your balance sheet for your quality of life as you age? Your balance sheet represents a snapshot of your financial position and the income streams you will have for the future. Meet with your financial advisor and commit to the changes necessary to reach your goals. Are you saving enough to reach your goals? Do you want to move from higher to lower risk investments? Do you want to change the way you are allocating your assets? do you have confidence in your financial plan? I was talking to a doctor who had been running a very successful practice for over 30 years. He was feeling lost and scattered at this stage in his life. When I invited him to do this exercise, he realized that he had real estate investments that were not doing anything for him. He also had flat stocks and mutual funds, and he was funneling his extra income into areas that were underperforming. He was still working a plan that he had set in place 20 years ago when his values were different and his goals were different. Revisiting his goals based on the 100-year lifestyle, he realized that his current plan was no longer a plan for his future, but a plan for his past. Not only that, but the world had changed drastically over those 20 years. When I invited him to revisit his goals and meet with his financial advisor to discuss how he could redistribute his assets to finance his current vision for his 100-year lifestyle, he began to get excited and inspired. He began to see that if he refocused his financial energy and personal energy towards his future, he could change things quickly. He sold his property for a nice profit and invested in the mountain retreat he had been wanting for a long time. He took the extra money that was left over and reallocated those assets to meet his current and future goals. Create a balance sheet and income statement that you want to work towards. What types of assets do you want to have? Stocks, bonds, commercial real estate, a business, or residential real estate? Do you want to change the way your money works for you to help finance your extended life? Once you decide how you want your 100-year lifestyle balance sheet and income statement to look, you can customize your 100-year lifestyle to reach your goals. These statements will give you a path that is filled with passion and financial abundance. Your financial health will help to remove the stress associated with your potential longevity and get you more excited than ever about your future. When you have confidence in your financial plan, you will feel younger, more energetic, and even healthier than you did 20 years ago, especially if you have been following the principles of the 100-year lifestyle. Obviously, the best situation is to start saving for your retirement early, when you are young. The benefits are phenomenal. The $20,000 that your kids save today can largely fund their retirements. Of course, we all know how life can get in the way. House down payments, children, layoffs, divorces, and deaths all disrupt the most thought-out plans. That's why it's important to rethink the idea of retirement today. The ideal situation is one that gives you the freedom to pursue your interests and the money you need to make them happen. Financial software programs can help you visualize your life financially. Not only can you use them to pay your bills and balance your checkbook, but if you set them up properly, you can also use them to view your balance sheet and income statement with a click of a button. You can see how your financial life has changed from one year to the next, and you can also use them to paint a picture for the future. Always remember to set goals to finance your 100-year lifestyle and use quality time living as a means to reach those goals. Using your money to make a difference. Giving back to society is important because it is the right thing to do and it gives your money a purpose. One of my mentors told me that the hole that you give through will determine the size of the hole you receive through. Giving of your time and money is also crucial to your ongoing financial abundance. One way to give is to tithe, donating 10% of your income to your favorite causes. You can also stimulate creativity through giving. Ask yourself if there is a cause that you want to raise money for. Brainstorm what you can do with your passion and talents to create a business that generates residual income for your favorite charity, in combination with financing your ideal 100-year lifestyle. Mark Victor Hansen, another mentor of mine, has mastered this model and teaches it in his books, Cracking the Millionaire Code and 1 Minute Millionaire. These are great reads from one of the most influential philanthropists of our time. The amount of money we can all raise when we combine our heartfelt passions, talents, and our extended lives can solve many of the problems in the world. Action plan for lasting change. 1. Get excited about the financial opportunity of your 100-year lifestyle. Look around you and begin to take notice of the resources and experiences you have accumulated and how you can capitalize on them to create capital for your future. 2. Start saving now. Stop wasting money now. If you have not yet implemented these basics, don't procrastinate another second. 3. Fill in your 100-year balance sheet based on how it looks today. Describe how you want it to look in 10 years and list the 5 immediate action steps that you know you need to take to reach your goals. 4. Meet with your financial advisor, accountant, estate planner, and insurance agent. Review your financial plan and income opportunities and make the appropriate changes that will help you secure and finance your 100-year lifestyle. 5. Prioritize your own self-care and health care and invest in them. Having the money isn't nearly as much fun if you don't have the health to enjoy it. 6. Check your credit score and credit report. Take the appropriate action steps to clean up any errors. 7. Be a giver. Think about the purpose you would like to give your money so that a portion of your finances makes a difference in the world. Take an action step and make your next contribution today. Part 9. Living your legacy for the rest of your life. Chapter 20. Why wait until you are gone? The generations before us regarded legacies as something they left behind. But thanks to the fact that we are living longer, we have the opportunity to create legacies while we are still alive. And not just for a few brief years, but for 20, 30, 40 years or more. You will be able to enjoy, shape, and mold your legacy for decades. In a way, you are already creating a legacy every day. How you work, play, and spend time with your family are a part of your legacy. The commitment that you have to your community and to raising your children or grandchildren all shape your legacy. But there is another type of legacy, the kind you leave to generations of people that you will never know. Dr. Ernie Landy from Chestnut Ridge, New York, is doing just that. 27 years ago, Dr. Landy had a 15-year-old patient walk into his office with excruciating back pain that radiated around to the front of his chest. With every breath, this husky, passionate football player would double over in agony. He had already been to the emergency room and been prescribed medication for the pain. The next day, he had gone to an orthopedic surgeon and was prescribed some additional drugs. Dr. Landy could sense the pain of this young man from both the injury and his desire to play and help his team win. After a thorough spinal examination, Dr. Landy explained the spinal injury he had sustained, adjusted the young athlete, me, who felt immediate relief and went on to play that afternoon without any pain. At the time, Dr. Landy had no idea who I would become. He was just doing his job, his passion, every day. He cared for me the same way he cared for every other person that came to see him. Because Dr. Landy was living his legacy every day to the best of his ability, people around the world have been touched by his message through me. Still passionately practicing after 34 years in Chestnut Ridge, New York, Dr. Landy is living the 100-year lifestyle, and through other doctors, including myself, he is making a difference for people all over the world. Why not create your legacy now so that you can have the time to enjoy it? You can move mountains if you just have these two things in your corner, passion and purpose. Find your passion and your purpose, and great things will naturally start to come your way. What would you like to see in your lifetime? What are you deeply passionate about? Do you want to build a building for your church or synagogue? Do you want to be involved in preventing disease or poverty? Do you want to build a company which favorably impacts the world? Do you want to travel the world with your family? Do you want to write, teach a class, learn a skill, create art, or write music? It's your legacy. What do you want it to be? At this stage of the game, what do you have to lose? Speak your mind, get involved, be a little outrageous. Rather than dwelling on past successes or failures, choose the next phase of the game. Look back and reflect with gratitude and appreciation, and remain purposeful, driven, and motivated by your next big thing. leadership, and the 100-year lifestyle. How you live your legacy will be determined by your leadership skills. There is a leadership ladder with four rungs that I believe must be developed for your living legacy to thrive. These are personal leadership, professional leadership, community leadership, and global leadership. Personal leadership. Over the course of your 100 years, you're going to come in contact with thousands and thousands of people. By now, I'm sure you've learned that every one of these people has an opinion about what is the right thing for you. Everyone wants to tell you what you should be doing, what you should eat, and what is best for you. At some point, you're going to have to decide to lead yourself. Personal leadership is about trusting yourself and directing yourself throughout your life so that you can fulfill your destiny and reach the potential you were created to achieve. Choose your dominant energy pattern to be about your own human potential. Choose the attitudes that attract health, happiness, and success for a lifetime. Create your personal renewal recipe and follow it, and discipline yourself to follow through on what you know is right for you. Lead yourself with quality time living, finance your 100-year lifestyle, and embrace the healthcare hierarchy for the quality of life you desire and deserve. Embrace the personal leadership that is necessary for you to reach your goals and use your talents and abilities to the fullest. Professional leadership. As you build your personal leadership skills and test them out in the world, you'll probably have the opportunity to develop professional leadership. This comes with experience and is achieved by creating results. But how will you know if you are on the right track? How will you know if people respect you? How will you know if you are effective? It's simple. Look behind you and ask, who is following me? You may turn around and see that nobody is following you. This is a wake-up call. Personal leadership is about embracing the characteristics that make people want to follow you. You may look behind you and see destructive people following you. Do you have a group of alcoholics who follow you to the bar every night? Are you leading people to a new credit card with the latest point system while you go further and further into the hole? This is a great way to learn your level of leadership. On the other hand, you may look behind you and find that other leaders are now following you. Congratulations, you're on your way. This is a very concrete indicator that you have become effective at what you do. The notion of a 100-year lifestyle should give you a new, fresh, and exciting take on leadership. You have time to raise a family, earn a living, and focus on issues in your world that you care about. The better you get at managing the things that you love, the more good things you will attract. Community leadership. Community leadership has to do with making a difference in your immediate world. This may be your neighborhood, a church, synagogue, athletic community, cultural community, or a community that is connected to one of your hobbies. Assuming a leadership role in the community will keep you growing, connected, involved, and inspired over the course of your 100 years. Every organization is looking for people who care about their cause and who are willing to get involved. Pick a cause you are passionate about and be a difference maker by offering your time and talents. The people you read about in the newspapers and see on television who seem to be extraordinary people are usually just ordinary people who decided to step up to the plate. Global leadership. Global leadership is about changing the world by climbing the leadership ladder yourself and then spreading the word to everyone you know. One titration drop at a time, this crazy world will change. Isn't that exciting? It certainly is to me. What would happen if we all embraced the 100-year lifestyle and the reality of our extended lifespan and use our unique and cumulative talents in this way? This commitment to leadership on a personal, professional, and community level would absolutely change the world. By choosing a cause that you are passionate about, and working to make a difference, you will be changing the globe by impacting your piece of it. What's so great is that we have an opportunity to use our extended lives to make the world a much better place. Knowing that we have more time on the planet than we ever thought we would, we might actually be able to solve some important problems. Think globally and act locally for a lifetime, and you will be exercising global leadership. Maintain lasting purpose, drive, and motivation. I want you to enjoy an incredible quality of life for your entire life. This means making conscious choices every day from now to 100 and beyond. If you are working all the time and sacrificing your important relationships, stop. Are you financially just living for today and aren't saving for your future? Stop. If you aren't taking care of your body, stop. Think you'll never find love again following a painful divorce or premature death of your partner? Stop. Think you are done contributing to the world by the time you reach retirement? Stop. Are you busy trying to control other people or are allowing others to control you? Stop. Are you angry about the past? Stop. Are you playing the victim? Stop. You deserve to have it all and experience life to the fullest, and you will have plenty of time to make it happen. Although it might be a little scary starting over at your stage of life, start over anyway. And cultivate courage and energy-enhancing attitudes that become a way of life and part of your new 100-year human potential pattern. When you focus your life on things that are meaningful to you, you will have lasting drive. Being passionate about your life is the key to mastering your life. Commit to things greater than yourself. You'll discover that messy details in your life start to right themselves on their own. You'll find the answers. Ruminating is the surest way to stay stuck. Your purpose is your choice. There are so many ways you can make a difference in the world with your unique talents and abilities. The world is waiting for you to step up to the plate. Start climbing that ladder and enjoy the view from the top. Chapter 21, From Generation to Generation for 100 Years and Beyond. When my children were in grade school, they had to do a family tree project. I remember teaching them a little about my grandparents, but in reality, I hardly knew them. They passed away when I was relatively young. My kids also asked me about my great-grandparents. I knew a few details about them, but not too much. They lived for decades, and I'm sure shared many of my same joys and struggles. My kids' lessons made me wonder at the time about their lives. What were they like? What motivated them? What were their likes and dislikes? It would have been great to get to know them better. Our longevity may be blessed with the opportunity to know many future generations of our family. I remember watching my Papa High get on the floor and play passionately with his great-grandchildren when they were small. This was about 10 years ago. He has turned 100 this year, but their youthful exuberance still makes him feel young. In fact, he feeds off it. He gives it back to them through his playfulness. He is very lucky to be blessed with the health to be able to do this. He has gotten to 100 with no knowledge or thought that he would live this long. He got there by accident. We are getting the advance notice that our parents and grandparents never received, that we will probably live longer than we ever thought that we would. Let's make our time really matter. Get involved and select your cause. Whether it's working for your church or synagogue, the environment, children, women's rights, poverty, homelessness, AIDS prevention, pick something that matters to you and get involved. Make a difference in your own little piece of the world. Find a few causes close to home and start making an impact. Don't assume your voice is of no consequence. Don't curse the direction in which the world is moving. Put your paddle in the water and start rowing once again. You will love finding your voice, and when you do, it will change your life forever. One of my clients recently attended a 2-day Master Your Speaking Skills intensive that I give twice a year. I teach professionals how to master communication and public speaking. This woman was so terrified of expressing herself that she was in the bathroom crying during part of the seminar, terrified to take her turn on the platform. She eventually took her turn, though, and had a huge breakthrough. Now she embraces the opportunity to lead training sessions for doctors and has taken a much more active role as a leader in her community, all because she found her voice and decided to use it. you should find yours as well. Respect the generational shifts. Learn about societal changes and why they are taking place. Be a good listener and learn as much as you can while you also respect your own experiences. Know that you bring something unique to the table. Find a way to be heard. Now, I understand that sometimes the world can look or feel like an awfully big place. We can feel powerless. But by getting involved in the causes that matter to you, the world will feel much more like an extended community. You will become part of something bigger. You will experience the joy of making a positive contribution in your corner of the world. An important part of aging well is to always keep a sense of purpose. Always. Involvement makes your life matter, brings joy versus complacency, and keeps life fun. You can stay with the same cause for months, years, and decades, or you can rotate your time and energy on a project basis. The choice is up to you. The important thing is that you get involved in something bigger than yourself. You will meet new people, make new friends, and create new business opportunities. But more than anything, you will bring new meaning to your life. You don't even have to start big. You could begin by organizing a cleanup day in your neighborhood. Get some neighbors together and just start picking up all the trash. Through this small chore, you will soon find yourself connecting with the earth. You'll see your world a little differently. A friend of mine did this with a group from her neighborhood one weekend. She watched the driver go speeding by and hit a deer. The deer died right at her feet. This particular region contains a large nature preserve being consumed by developers. She told me that when she saw the impact firsthand, it deepened her desire to preserve the region where she lives. Let your life experiences guide you in the direction that will have the most meaning for you. I want to live in a world where people everywhere are making their lives matter. I want my children and their children to experience a world where people are committed to creating meaningful legacies and living passionate lives. Anything is possible when you tap into the depths of your own human potential. I truly believe that everyone deserves to be healthy and express their full potential from the time they are born through their last breath of life. The choices we make today will impact our quality of life today and in our future. They will also impact the world, since we are all more intimately connected than ever before. I want to live in a world where this is happening. I would love to experience the beauty of that world for myself, my family, and my future grandchildren, as well as for you. A world in which people are living their full potential, truly living their ideal 100-year lifestyle. I would like to end this book with a nod to my wife's grandfather, Hyman Sperling, who turned 100 on December 7, 2006. He and his wife, Henrietta, were married for 60 years. His advice, which has always stayed with me, is brilliant yet simple. Be true to your loved ones, your friends, and your buddies. Closeness and companionship are all you need. I would like to add one more thing to that. Be true to yourself. Be true to your heart's desire and live with passion. Have you ever noticed that people who live with passion just seem to get better year after year? That's what the 100-year lifestyle is all about. Living an incredible life every day of your life for 100 years and beyond. So here's to us. May we all enjoy and experience a sensational century. Meet you there. God bless. Thank you for listening to The 100-Year Lifestyle, written and read by Dr. Eric Plasker, directed by Elisa Weberman, recorded by Red Room Recording, edited by CDM Sound Studios, and produced by Elisa Weberman and Alfred Martino. Production, copyright, 2007 by Listen and Live Audio, Inc., all rights reserved. This has been a Listen and Live audio production. To receive a complete catalog of other fine audiobooks, please call 1-800-653-9400 or visit our website at www.listenandlive.com. If you enjoyed this audiobook, be sure to listen to And Never Stop Dancing by Gordon Livingston.